When I first started here in Australia, I did year 11 and 12, and I was surrounded by all Australians. They're all very nice, but I felt like I didn't really fit in kasi iba po yung culture, different upbringings. But going to the camp, it made me really feel like Filipino again.
Hindi na sayang ang panahon ng civil engineering student na si Kisel Giliar mula University of Newcastle na dumalo sa isinagawang pagtitipon ng mga estudyante at Filipino-Australians na kabataan sa Camp Hiraya dito sa New South Wales nitong buwan ng Hulyo 2022. Dahil napunan ang matagal nang ninanais na mabuhay muli ang diwa ng kanyang pagiging Filipino. Lumaki si Kisel sa Maynila pero bago napunta dito sa Australia, 4 na taon na ang lumipas. Lumipat ang pamilya sa Bohol, kaya nangungulila ito sa kanyang kinagisnang buhay.
So it's kind of eases the ano po, like you know the feeling of missing your culture. So by going to the camp, parang na-relieve po yung Filipino culture and the whole community, yung lahat po kayo nagtatagalog, parang masarap po talaga sa feeling.
Dagdag ng dalaga, na-enjoy niya ng husto ang bonding ng mga tulad niyang kabataan na na-miss ang kulturang Filipino. Kaya napakahalaga ang ginawang pagtitipon.
We all bond inside the dining room. So we all get to talk about each other, finding out. So like yung ibang kasama po namin, we ask what they're up to, like if they're working or they're still studying. We get to find out all the personal stuff and parang nag-deepen po yung relationship in a way. It's just appreciating the culture even more po. And especially as Filipinos in a foreign country, I learned that we really have to stick together and just appreciate the culture. I think it's very important po because it keeps the culture in us. So I know it's important as well to get involved in other cultures, like get involved na like learning the Australian culture, but I think it's also important to keep that Filipino culture in yourself and all the traits, especially mga values, family values, mga core values as Filipino na usually hindi natin nakikita in an Australian setting.
Hindi lang mag-isa si Kisel sa pamilya na dumalo sa Camp Hiraya. Kasama niyang sinariwa ang kanilang kultura ng kanyang kapatid.
Join these events can really change your life, I guess, and bring out a whole new experience. It's not just fun, it's very fulfilling in terms of si mga core values as a Filipino then.
At natakam din sila sa karanasang kumain ng lutong Pinoy.
The second night, there was definitely rice po. And everyone got excited. And yung ginataan and then with chicken. So it's very Filipino for us. And everyone literally got excited that we saw rice. Yung iba po, sabi nila, uy, amoy rice. And then they got also excited. We all lined up, hoping for rice.
Samantala, hindi lang pangungulila sa pamilya at kulturang Filipino ang napunan sa pagdalo ni Engineer Louie Tanaka, kung hindi nadagdagan ang kanyang mga kaibigan. Si Louie ay nagtapos sa UP Diliman at kararating lang nitong Abril 2022 sa Australia para magtrabaho bilang Operational Engineer for e-tooling system dito sa Australia.
Sobrang saya po. As in, wala po kilala sa camp. Bukod dun sa friend ko nag-aya sa akin. Pero sobrang saya po. Like, sobrang friendly po ng lahat. Tapos, working po kasi here, syempre, puro Spanish company po kapala yung pinagkatrabahuhan ko. So, puro Spanish po. Or kung hindi yon puro Australian. So, English po talaga. Tapos, I barely communicate po with fellow Filipinos here. Bukod po sa housemates ko. So, seeing po, meeting po people with na Filipinos po. Sobrang I felt at home kagad. Yung impact po sa akin basically, sobrang na-appreciate ko po yung pagiging Pilipino ko po. Realization ko po is kahit na po siguro dito lumaki na Pilipino o kung sa Pilipinas man pumunta na dito, may connection pa rin po talaga basta po Pilipino.
Saad ni Louie, maliban sa mga kaibigan, marami din siyang natutunan mula sa mga naimbitahang Filipino-Australian speakers na magagamit niya sa kanyang pagtatrabaho, lalo na sa pakikipagkapwa.
Sinabi po yung speaker na naalala po, nag-ignite po ng sobrang intense po sa heart ko. As young people po, parang intimidating po to be adulting po, to go into the adult world po, to graduate university, finding work, finding your place in the world. Siyempre, hindi lang po work, kung sobrang multifaceted po, kung saan po kayo masaya, kung ano yung passion mo. So parang ang dami pong kailangan isipin and ang daming hindrances. Pero ang sabi po niya, just do it, tsaka just keep on dreaming.
Si Louie ang ginawaran ng grupo na pinaka-Bibo Award. At pahabol ito kung bibigyan ng pagkakataon. Susubukan umano nitong maging katuwang sa pagpaplano sa susunod na pagtitipon dahil gusto niyang maging bahagi sa pagpapalaganap ng kulturang Filipino sa bansa na itinuring niya ngayong pangalawang tahanan. Laking tuwa naman ang marinig ng mga isa sa mga nag-organisa ng pagtitipon ang magandang karanasan ng mga dumalo. Ayon sa isa sa mga nag-organisa sa pagtitipon na si Lou Irish Gonzalez, gusto nilang magkaroon ng koneksyon ang mga kabataang Filipino-Australians dito sa bansa sa kulturang Filipino.
So the whole idea for the camp was to connect the students, the Filipino youth across New South Wales and across Australia, and to also connect back to the actual Filipino culture. Explore that culture and what it is to be a Filipino-Australian, especially since the actual delegates were a mixture of domestic and international students. So some of them did grow up in the Philippines, but a lot as well grew up here in Australia. So it was like a big range of experiences.
Dagdag nito, kailangan na maibahagi ang kulturang Filipino sa mga mas nakababatang henerasyon bago patuluyang mawala. Kaya dinaan nila ito sa team building at iba pang aktibidad sa loob ng 3 araw.
It was like a team building activity wherein they designed their t-shirts because each group was grouped by like a deity, like a Filipino god and goddess. So parang that was a good opportunity for them to learn more about Filipino history, mythological. They interacted with what is that god or goddess about. And it was fun seeing everyone just be so creative. And then the second day naman po, we had the amazing race. Each station is related to the Filipino barangay. So some of them was the first time eating balut or first time playing street games you would have played in the Philippines growing up. That some of them wouldn't have done because they grew up here or would have missed because they haven't been back in the Philippines for a while. I think it's very important because there is a lot of values and experiences that could be learned from the Filipino history of the Filipino culture. And nowadays it's quite common with the westernization that we tend to forget our roots, and it's always good to look back and see.
May pahabol naman itong payo sa mga tulad niyang kabataang Pinoy dito sa Australia.
As you adapt to the Australian culture, don't be tempted to erase your roots. And as you adapt, it's good to actually promote the Filipino culture because there is so much beauty and so much history behind it that it shouldn't just be left to the side or covered with the new Australian identity.
Ang pagtitipong ito ay dinaluhan ng mga aktibong miyembro at leader ng Filipino society sa lahat ng mga universidad sa buong estado ng New South Wales. At nitong taon, tema ng pagtitipon ang Camp Hiraya. Kwento natin to, Exploring the Filipino-Australian Experience. Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.